This is an Aero News Touch and Go for April 10, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. U.S. domestic airlines achieved a higher rate of on-time flights in February than they did in either January or February of last year. Based on their reports to the DOT's Bureau of Transportation Statistics, the 19 carriers reporting got to their arrival gates within 15 minutes of scheduled times 82.6% of the time in February. That's up sharply from the 68.6 recorded a year earlier. Significantly, the worst this year beat the average from a year ago. Find more details in the text version of this story at aero-news.net. Boeing has won a significant patent infringement claim against NASA. The Seattle Times reports Boeing sued the federal government in 2000, claiming NASA had improperly utilized an aluminum alloy developed by Boeing in the 1970s to construct thinner-walled external fuel tanks for the shuttle fleet, allowing greater payloads. Those tanks were built by Lockheed Martin and first flew in 1998. In its suit, Boeing sought a 3.5% royalty on tanks built using its patent. U.S. Federal Claims Court Judge Francis Allegra ruled that Boeing was owed just 1.25%, but that still amounts to over $334 million. The obvious cost-benefit questions surrounding the Transportation Security Administration's new Security Directive 8F are escaping the confines of aviation circles and finding their way into general media reporting. A Denver Post story on Monday observed that a new TSA requirement that each of Colorado's 13 commercial airports develop their own security badges and background checks for pilots is perplexing airport managers. Starting June 1st, pilots without badges will have to wait for escorts to fueling stations and even to their own planes. Rex Tippetts of Grand Junction's Walker Field estimates he'll need 2,000 additional security checks and badges. Quote, "It's out of control. We have a large maintenance operation here with 400 people. We have a large interagency firefighting operation here with maintenance facilities," unquote. To defray the costs of the programs, pilots needing access to the ramp at Grand Junction will be charged $130 each for badges, which will not be honored at any other airport. The TSA reportedly refused a request to provide a copy of the directive to the paper. In a finding that's likely to stick in the craw of the IAM, a new study finds Airbus workers are more productive dollar for euro than Boeing employees. The Seattle Post-Intelligencer reports that Liam Group analyst Scott Hamilton obtained a copy of the Deloitte Group study, conducted for the Snohomish County Economic Development Commission. The point was apparently to determine the appeal of Washington to aerospace companies considering a move. The study found Airbus uses fewer workers and pays them less. Airbus was also deemed better at labor relations. The study gave Washington better marks for the state's skilled labor force, a competitive tax environment, and overall quality of life. Crime levels are typically lower in Washington, and its residents are healthier. It's not just foreign countries that threaten to attract away jobs wanted in Puget Sound. Boeing execs have warned for decades that should the Seattle area become known as a strike zone, future Boeing assembly operations could wind up in right-to-work states with less union clout. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. A second stimulus grant comes to DFW. The U.S. and China will collaborate on greener aviation. And a Wisconsin wildfire spotter is lost in a crash. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, you'll hear my conversation with Master CFI Rich Stoll, who has become the first former member of NAFI to renew his MCFI credentials through Master Instructors LLC, formed by two founding members of the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.